A lot of organisations have been quite slow to embrace social media and to embrace a situation where their users can actually contribute and add to their sites. So, for example, maybe on your site you want to give users the opportunity to tweet something that then appears on your homepage. Scary, isn't it? Maybe you wanted to set up an official Facebook group where users could say anything about your products and services. Equally scary. But, and here is the big but, it's happening already, so you might as well embrace it. Really interesting. At the moment I'm doing, I've got somebody that I'm mentoring called Katie. And Katie is in her lower sixth. So she's beginning to think about university and will be applying for university when she gets back after the summer holidays. And so Katie has been looking at a lot of university websites. Now I'm actually going to have encouraged her to write down all of her thoughts and her impressions about looking at university websites. But there was one thing that jumped out at me, and that was the place where you find the most information about a university is the unofficial Facebook groups that exist. The reality is your existing customers are already out there talking about you. In the case of a university, that is your students. The students are already talking about you. And prospective clients are going to be going out there and listening to what these people have to say. Now, if you control the message, in other words, if you allow, if you let those conversations happen on your own site or on an official Facebook group, then you're going to at least have some degree of control over what's going on. As it is, most organisations are just burying their head in the sand and pretending that these kinds of conversations aren't going on. They are. We need to accept in the new world of social media, that is how people are getting their information about a product. That's how they're choosing which product to go, is by talking to other people that have already using the product and already experiencing it. If they're doing it with university places, they're doing it with everything. This next generation, particularly, is very much cynical about marketing talk and stuff coming directly from the organisation. As Katie put it, you can't trust anything that's said on the official university site. So, but they will trust other peers, other people that have experienced it. And so often, the official story is one that doesn't bear much resemblance to what is actually being said by existing customers. Take, for example, a scenario that Katie talked about, whereby there was a rumour flying around about drunken students, doing ridiculous antics. Now, the official line is this was an urban legend and never happened. But talking to existing customers, in this case, existing students, she quickly found out, yeah, it did happen. There were certain occasions, but it was nowhere near as bad as everybody made out. So you can no longer afford to twist the truth or, in fact, lie, because existing customers will tell you the truth. So the message of this is encourage your existing customers to be providing feedback on your own website where you've got some degree of control rather than those conversations happening elsewhere.